Hello, I'm Charles Coves, Australasia's passion provocateur. Welcome to this week's episode of the Charles Coves Show. Episode 116 of this weekly production. In this week's episode, I honour and celebrate the 56 men who signed the United States Declaration of Independence, or the American Declaration of Independence, in 1776, that is commemorated on the 4th of July each year. The courage, passion, inspiration, and commitment to making America independent of England is a salutary reminder to all of us today of the importance of liberty, of freedom, of independence. Remember, the most powerful sanction that government can impose in most countries against people who don't observe the law is to send you to jail. In other words, a deprivation of freedom. Some will put you to death, but not many. Are you willing to understand the importance and need for freedom, for liberty, of the importance of fighting for your freedom? Are you willing to join with others to fight for freedom, just like the 56 signatories to the American Declaration of Independence did? I hope today's show inspires you to consider these matters deeply. Our format for the show is, firstly, I share today's big idea. Second, I share 6 resources with you to help you implement the big idea in your life. Thirdly, I review key happenings during the past week in my life, Julie's life, and the life of the planet. And then the foundational principles and further information about my background now follow each week's unique content. So let's get with today's big idea. Today is about the importance and relevance of the 1776 American Declaration of Independence, the importance and relevance of freedom. I share a story that I'm going to read to you about the signatories to this famous Declaration of Independence. It's called The Price They Paid, The Debt We Owe. Have you ever wondered what happened to the 56 men who signed the Declaration of Independence? 5 signers were captured by the British as traitors and tortured before they died. 12 had their homes ransacked and burned. 2 lost their sons in the Revolutionary Army. Another had 2 sons captured. 9 of the 56 fought and died from wounds or hardships of the Revolutionary War. They signed and they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honour. What kind of men were they? 24 were lawyers. 11 were merchants. 9 were farmers and large plantation owners, men of means, well-educated. But they signed the Declaration of Independence knowing full well that the penalty would be death if they were captured. Carter Braxton of Virginia, a wealthy planter and trader, saw his ship swept from the seas by the British Navy. He sold his home and properties to pay his debts and died in rags. Thomas McKean was so hounded by the British that he was forced to move his family almost constantly. He served in the Congress without pay, and his family was kept in hiding. His possessions were taken from him, and poverty was his reward. Vandals or soldiers, or both, looted the properties of Ellery, Clymer, Hall, Walton, Gwinnett, Haywood, Rutledge, and Middleton. At the Battle of Yorktown, Thomas Nelson Jr. noted that the British General Cornwallis had taken over the Nelson home for his headquarters. The owner quietly urged General George Washington to open fire. The home was destroyed and Nelson died bankrupt. Francis Lewis had his home and properties destroyed. The enemy jailed his wife and she died within a few months. John Hart was driven from his wife's bedside as she was dying. Their 13 children fled for their lives. His fields and his grist mill were laid to waste. For more than a year he lived in forests and caves, returning home to find his wife dead and his children vanished. A few weeks later he died from exhaustion and a broken heart. Norris and Livingston suffered similar fates. Such were the stories and sacrifices of the American Revolution. These were not wild-eyed, rabble-rousing ruffians. They were soft-spoken men of means and education. They had security, but they valued liberty more. Standing tall, straight, and unwavering, they pledged, quote, "For the support of this declaration, with firm reliance on the protection of the divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor." That's a pretty big price to pay in the fight for liberty, for freedom, for independence. Now, here's some resources to help you in considering this big idea. Resources to help you apply the big idea to your life and how to implement the big idea for your benefit. So, the song this week is the American National Anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner. That anthem, which is impossible to sing except for great singers, ends with the words, "The land of the free and the home of the brave." Are Americans still the land of the free and the home of the brave? It's at great risk. Similarly, many migrants came to Australia because it was a land of the free. Don't know about the brave bit. I want Australia to be the land of the free. I want all humanity to be living under appropriate freedoms. Appropriate. Not entire freedom to do what you like, but every element of freedom that we give away, there has to be a good reason for that. My book of the week is the latest biography of Thomas Jefferson, a wonderful book that I've read, but it could be a biography of any of the three authors of the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, or John Adams. My spiritual tip is to meditate on the importance of freedom to you in your life. Spend time quietly considering this spiritual element to our lives. Freedom is one of the 10 F's that you've heard me talk about in the past, of the spiritual elements of our life, freedom. How important is it to you? My health tip is to understand that there are wonderful remedies, natural remedies for handling anxiety and stress. A lot of people under more anxious anxiety, mental health issues, challenges, worry. And one of these remedies is instant calm remedy by a friend of ours, Janine Brundle, a wonderful homeopath, naturopath, instant calm remedy. If you want details, send us an email, we'll send them to you. My quote is from Thomas Jefferson, short one today. "Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty." And finally, because we're dealing with some solemn material here with independence and people giving their lives in the fight for independence, for freedom, a prisoner spends months trying to get out of jail, finally succeeds, he gets outside the walls of the prison and he yells out in glee, "I'm free! I'm free!" A little kid standing nearby says, "Big deal, I'm six." There's your spot of humour for the day. So, take the steps today to use today's big idea to make a beneficial difference to your life, a life that I believe is meant to be all that you are capable of making of it. And without freedom, your capacity to live your life would be enormously hampered. My aim for this show is to provoke you, to inspire you, to motivate you, to examine your life now and to continue doing so for the rest of your life, to continually raise your levels of self-awareness. I invite you to subscribe to this podcast, to this YouTube channel, to discover more about the Self-Awareness and Passion Quest, an in-depth coaching program one-on-one to transform your experience of life at charlescoves.com. And then visit coves.com for corporate programs and lots of free resources that can also help in your life's journey. You can access my first two books, Passionate People Produce and Passionate Performance, at both of those websites. Now, let's review some key happenings during the week in my life, Julie's life, and the life of the planet. Firstly, I spoke today, the 3rd of July, at the Second World Congress of Doctors, and I addressed the issue of global legal strategies to fight back against government overreach. Secondly, during the week I moderated, as I always do, two global meetings of doctors and scientists, and the two key presenters were both members of the European Parliament, Christine Anderson and Ivan Sinčić. Christine is from Germany, Ivan is from Croatia. Both of them talked about attacks on freedom and attacks on democracy and how undemocratic the operations of the European Parliament actually are. Thirdly, I hosted FOAM with Julie, a weekly event at 7 p.m. Melbourne time every Friday night. FOAM, F-O-A-M, stands for Fighters Opposing Autocratic Maniacs. It's an inspiring hour each week to help you have the right mindset to oppose autocratic maniacs, to oppose government overreach. If you would like to be invited, please send us a note. Fourthly, the World Swimming and Water Polo Championships, run by FINA, F-I-N-A, are coming to a close today in Budapest. And the men's water polo grand final, the gold medal game, is on today, on Sunday. And Hungary has a most amazing record in water polo. Sadly, it's playing for the bronze medal, didn't get in the gold medal game, against Greece. In the women's gold medal game, Hungary played USA and USA won. USA is a true powerhouse in women's water polo. Fifth item is my involvement in a number of legal cases this week in strategizing legal matters. There's some good news coming on the legal front. Government is being stopped from its overreach in numerous ways, and big corporations are being stopped in numerous ways by their outrageous behavior in terminating people's jobs for unlawful reasons. Sixthly, I note that the Victorian government here in Australia, its incompetence was absolutely demonstrated to all that for the first time in living memory, there were no ambulances available, a code red situation for emergencies. Why? Because hospitals are stuffed, ambulance workers are stuffed, people are losing their jobs left, right and center for the obvious reasons, you know, that if they haven't followed government dictates, then you lose your jobs. Well, all of this is coming to a screeching halt, as well as all the other health problems caused by outrageous government mandates. And then, on top of that, is the occurrences of suddenitis, all these young people suddenly dying, apparently for no known cause. Amazing, isn't it? Just got another one recently, a 32-year-old wonderful comedian who appears on Saturday Night Live. Suddenitis. Beware, everybody. And in the meantime, I continue my health and exercise program, as does Julie. We're happy. I'm happy. Life is wonderful, and happiness does not depend on external circumstances. It's a choice that Julie and I make. We choose to be happy whilst passionately fighting for important things that are worth fighting for. If you're new to the show, stick around for the last part, where I share with you further details of my background and the foundational principles and philosophy behind this show. Again, thanks for watching and listening. And until our next show, may your week be full of health-giving and energy-giving passion, learning, fun, fulfillment, challenge, and ever-increasing self-awareness. Have a great week. Bye for now. See you next week. And now, for viewers and listeners who want to know more about my background and what else I do with my life, as well as the foundational principles of the show. Here we are. Since 1993, when I left my legal career, a career that I love, to become Australasia's passion provocateur, I have inspired and provoked and educated and motivated people all over the world to discover and pursue their passion. I have helped people via the books that I've written, via speeches at conferences, via in-depth team building programs, workshops over 1, 2, or 3 days, or over 3 months, 6 months. And I've coached people of all ages, one-on-one, from small, medium, and large enterprises, government enterprises, helping them to identify the often tiny changes that can make a massive difference. One of my core principles is that freedom is what makes us truly human. That's why one of the greatest threats that government imposes on you to force you to observe its laws is the threat of imprisonment, the loss of your freedom. Just think about that. Government says, if you don't behave yourself, we're going to put you in jail. No, no, I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to lose my freedom. That's a reminder to you of why freedom is so important. Without freedom, you and I are not much different to animals. If you were locked up in a cage for the rest of your life, how different would you be to an animal? This commitment to fighting for freedoms for all people is carried out by me primarily through 5 channels. Number 1, preserving the freedom to pursue your passion. Number 2, inspiring you to be able to be free through excellent health. Number 3, helping preserve freedom throughout the world through the expansion of industrial hemp, a magnificent agricultural crop, an almost miraculous crop that enables every community to thrive independently of government. In this way, the power of government to take away freedom is minimized. Number 4, fighting for freedom through legal strategies. So I do work as a legal strategy consultant, as an interface between clients and their lawyers. And number 5, as chairman of the Australian Institute of Comedy and as a board member of the Australian Cartoon Museum, fighting for the freedom of thought and speech through uncensored comedy and humour, through avoiding political correctness in the comedic space. When you block freedom of speech, freedom of thought, that's the beginning of the end of your freedoms. The foundational principles for the Charles Covess Show are founded on the formula SA plus P equals S. Your self-awareness added to your passion will guarantee that you are successful. And the best definition of success I have found in life is that success is the progressive realization of your worthy ideals. The progressive realization of your worthy ideals. This show is also guided by Socrates' famous principle and quote, "The unexamined life is not worth living." You can see I'm wearing my red jacket. I wear my red jacket for all my shows. Red is the color of passion, so that when you see me on the YouTube version, it reminds you that when you see red in your life, you ask yourself the question, am I pursuing my passion? What am I passionate about? Am I still passionate about that? What might I newly be passionate about? Each week I explore one big idea that can change your life. And it's just one big idea because there's a chance you will remember. If I give you too many ideas, then we get confused and we don't do anything. Clarity leads to power. Confusion kills passion. Each week I share simple and practical resources that you've heard me describe in the earlier part of the show. A spiritual tip, a health tip, lyrics of a song, a book, a quote, and of course humour. This show is not politically correct. I have no intention of being politically correct. And I love certain addictions, including my addiction to great coffee. My addiction to exercise, my addiction to reading, and my addiction to certain other unmentionable in public type behaviours. Who would know what they are? this show definitely subscribes to the view that we have a spiritual life. So if you don't like discussion of spirituality, this show is not for you. I promise you that I don't include anything in this show that I don't consider to be true and that I have not found to be useful in the work that I've done over the past 28 years, but also over the past 50 years in business, as a lawyer, as a consultant advisor. I only want to share stuff with you that is of value to you. Finally, if you have any questions or suggestions, please feel free to contact me at charles@covest.com. Again, thanks for watching and listening to my show. Bye.